Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sasamahan tayo ng isang beauty queen. At syempre, she's really beautiful inside out. Ika nga. Syempre, siya po ang Miss Supernatural 2017, Miss Philippine Air 2015, Miss Universe Philippines 2025, Nueva Ecija and Filipino Society of Melbourne representative, at syempre, Filipino-Australian event host, model, everything wrapped into one. Let's welcome sa ating programa, Miss Chanel Olive Thomas-Nair. Hi, Chanel!
Hi, maraming salamat. Welcome. At magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Ayan. Chanel, welcome to SBS Filipino. Hinihintay namin itong araw na ito na makasama ka namin live na live. Because last time we had an interview, but it was just online because of the COVID.
Exactly, on our phone.
Yes, on the phone. Mm. But first question, how are you?
I'm really good. It's good to be back. It's sobrang malamig dito sa Melbourne. Pero okay na lang ka. Kaya ka pa?
Yes, you just came from the Philippines, tama ba? How long ago?
I was there for 5 months straight.
5 months?
Yes, so I got back noong June.
Mm-hmm.
So been back for a few months, focusing on hubby and stuff and just getting used to winter again slash kind of hibernating like a bear. But it's good to be home.
Yeah, so you were apart from your husband for 5 months or was he visiting in the Philippines?
No, 5 months straight. He came at the very end for the pageant, but honestly, it was so hectic. Like, I wouldn't have time to take him around, show him or anything. Mm. So he came at the very end to support me, which was really nice.
Yeah, we followed your journey through Instagram and Facebook because you post, right?
Yeah.
But I know you had a great time and a great experience. Pero sisimula ni Dan yung mga tanong. But because our listeners want to know you more. Kasi nga, nakikita ka lang nila as a beauty queen, pero hindi ka nila kilala pa talaga. So ito, kikilalanin po natin si Chanel ngayong umaga. Mm-hmm.
And as you heard, no, medyo nagtatagalog siya, di ba? And it's good. No? It's good to hear. It's refreshing to hear.
Actually, my goal was to become fluent in Taglish this year. Yeah. And I feel like I finally achieved it. Nanonood ko ng Filipino teleserye at like talaga everyday conversational Taglish.
Yeah.
And then more neutralized accent, di ba, sa Manila.
Exactly.
Dito. So, yun. Pero coming back here, I'm like, oh my gosh, my accent.
It's back.
Girl, pero I'm with you guys. It's coming more neutral again.
Yeah. Well, depends kung sino kasama, di ba?
Oh, tama.
Well, let's talk about now your Filipino and Australian roots, no? How's each side of your heritage shaped your identity? Kasi syempre, two different cultures, right?
Yes.
So how is that? And which part of your Filipino culture feel most natural to you then?
Oh my gosh, 100%. I feel totoo talaga, like Filipino-Australian. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I shared with Claudette that there about this. Like, I grew up super Australian in far north Queensland. There wasn't a lot of mixed race kids during that time. So I didn't have a lot of... There was Filipino community, but there was only really my mom surrounding me, my aunties, right, who I really saw as like... Oh, this is Filipino. Everyone else around me was typically Caucasian.
Yeah.
So I guess because of that, I grew up really in my environment of wanting to have blonde hair, blue eyes, to be sobrang puti, you know, just kind of fit in with everyone because that's all I really saw.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch television, that's all you really saw.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I came back to the Philippines for the very first time and I lived there that I really experienced like my full identity. I really embraced who I was, which is really Filipino-Australian. And I think it was such a beautiful moment to have that experience. So I think any kid that grows up in Australia, to have that opportunity to go back to the Philippines to experience that, you'll have this full identity awakening.
Yes.
So my Filipino culture was super important down there because my mom and my auntie really instilled that. They really lived that out for me.
Mm.
But because of that environment, not seeing it, you know, you kind of put it to the side a little bit, right? Because you're trying to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But then coming to the Philippines, everything came together. So I feel like I'm a perfect blend of both. I'm chill, but sobrang Filipina.
Yes, I love it. Pero ba, which parts of your Filipino culture feel most natural to you, Chanel?
Oh, most parts. I would say the importance of family. At respect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, family and respect, especially respecting your elders.
Mm-hmm.
That's something really important to me. Yeah, I would say they're the biggest thing. And food, actually. Wait.
Don't forget that.
Buffet food.
Yeah, so, buffet.
No. Wait, it's getting better. Rice. Sorry. I said food. Rice is life.
Yeah.
I actually said it in an interview in the Philippines. For me, rice is life.
Yeah.
My husband is Malaysian. He's Chindian, Chinese Indian. And like, he thought he ate rice, but then he married me. And he's like, I have never seen someone eat so much. Rice, like we go 3 kilos a week, and I'm like, because I'm Filipino, obviously.
Do you cook Filipino food?
Oh, I mean, my mom
you
does.
Eat.
Yeah,
you
I eat.
Eat.
I eat. Whenever.
So, what's your favorite?
Ooh,
ulam.
Oh, yeah, ulam. Pero like, I like lechon, obviously.
Lechon. Oh my god.
Lechon is always good. Pero sinigang, right?
Yes, of course, sinigang. Yeah.
And what else? Onion. There's this chicken one.
Is it adobo?
Not adobo. It's like a soup. It's got
tinola.
Like, yeah, chicken tinola. I love chicken tinola. I was eating a lot of that when I was back home. And then I tried recently last year, laing.
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 Oh, that's good. That's what, yeah,
I
laing.
Love laing. Yep. And wait. Taho.
Taho, of course.
But it has to be off the street.
Yes, fresh from the street. Talagang nilalako.
Yeah, I had one outside my condo. He was the best.
Yeah.
And then you try the mainstream ones. They're okay. But like the best talaga is on the street. And I don't know. I just love it. Like, yeah, I love taho.
Wow. Hindi halata sa kay Chanel that she's into Filipino food because she's so sexy.
I try to have a lot of gulay. Yeah. Always.
So kailangan balance din.
And then I try to have more brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the secret, eating lots of brown rice high in fiber.
Yeah, it's healthier option.
Mm-mm.
Looks like you've enjoyed naman, no? Growing up in a multicultural background, diba?
I loved
it. How did you navigate that? Because some people they find this so minsan that crisis of like, you know, what am I really, right? I'm a Filipino or Australian. Were there moments that you felt in between these cultures?
Oh, definitely. Like I shared kanina, growing up, there wasn't a lot of mixed race kids. And I really did feel that. Like, thankfully, I had a twin brother, and having him as like my bestie growing up was amazing. But because of that, I didn't really feel like I ever fit in. And I really feel like I was striving a lot when I was younger to try to conform to my environment.
Because
I was like always coloring my hair lighter, you know, just trying to like assimilate.
Yes.
Without even intentionally realizing.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, it wasn't until I went back to the Philippines that I have that moment of like identity awakening and go, wait, I'm beautiful just the way I am. You know, like I was so accepted in the Philippines just for me that I was like, oh, this is okay. And I think growing up, I had so much pushback, especially modeling from a young age, being told like, hey, Chanel, you look a bit too exotic to get work here. You know, and I'm half, and I'm like, guys, I look pretty Caucasian as well for a Filipino, right?
Yeah.
And even then I was told I was too exotic for work. So it was kind of like this constant push in Australia saying, you're not quite Australian enough. That's what the messaging I quite got growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Then going to the Philippines, feeling really accepted for who I was like, oh, I love who I am. I stopped coloring my hair, all of that. And now I just let myself be whatever I naturally am.
Yeah.
Like skin color, whatever. Like, this is what I look like. I look like my mom, who is Filipino. I look like my tatay, who is Caucasian background. And that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. Yeah. When ito naman, you stayed in the Philippines, you mentioned, but what made you decide to return to Australia from the Philippines? Was it more of a personal, career, or family decision?
Before, as you know, like I have a bit of background in pageantry, and I was hosting there and modeling, and I had this career I guess I always wanted. Like I loved it, but my whole life was just trabajo. That was it. And back then, I feel like, okay, it may just be me. It might be my bias, but I feel like the traffic's better now.
Yeah.
But back then, the traffic was so bad. And like, you would spend hours a day, right? Like, to the point where I just started bringing my maleta with me.
Yeah.
Everywhere
you go.
Because I was like, there's no point to go back to my Baha'i. Like, there's no point. I'll just carry, change, continue on. Tama, right? And I didn't have a koche. I was like, I'll just carry everything. And then I had this moment of like, there must be more. Like, I have this career I love, but I'm not really building doing anything else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So after Binibining Pilipinas, I made the decision, if I don't go back to Australia now, I was 27 already, it's going to be harder for me to begin again later.
Yeah.
Not saying it's impossible, because I don't believe that, but mm-hmm. I think at that time, what I kind of faced in Australia in the past, I knew that I need to go back now if I want to start again
mm-hmm.
and potentially meet the right partner and not like just rush into a relationship because I feel this biology clock ticking.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to take my time, meet the right person and study and try to find a whole life.
Yes.
Not just a work life.
Yes.
Even though, as you all know, especially you do,
mm-hmm.
the reality of coming back to Australia and trying to start here again, it's unheard up, right?
It's hard, yeah. Yeah.
But, like, it's so worthwhile now in hindsight, because I was 2017 or 2018, and now it's 2025, to go, wow, all that hard work has paid off, right?
Yeah.
So you are now I have that full life that I love.
Yeah, and you've established yep. yourself back
yeah,
here.
Which is like
and you're
surreal.
Doing even greater things.
Yeah. In my 30s, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Like back in the yeah. day, you're like, that's the end of your career. I feel like it's just still beginning.
Yeah.
And then now I've kind mm-hmm. of gone back to Manila because now I feel like I'm happy with what I built in Australia. I would love to rebuild here again as well and build them sabay sabay.
Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there any like highlights or points that, you know, change your perspective? Like, you know, coming from the Philippines, going back to Australia, you know what I mean? Like, sa Pilipinas, what have you learned?
Yeah.
Na nanadala mo pabalik sa Australia?
Ooh.
Like, living in a Filipino life?
I would say there's two things. There's like the career side and also me as a person. I guess like career side, they gave me opportunity that I never got here. Like, I went there to model thinking that's what I was called to do.
Mm.
But I came out really being told, Chanel, there's more. You can host. You can do all of this. You've got a personality. And then during the pageants, realizing, like, this platform and finding purpose in what I do and using my past to kind of shape what I do now to hopefully help others. Like, that really drove me to where I am now. And becoming Christian, like, that whole journey has been amazing. So yeah, that Christianity that I experienced as well in the Philippines, coming to like find my true identity, not just culturally, but also as like, you know, not basing it on my industry. So that was a big thing for me, becoming a whole more rounded person, which prepared me to go back to Australia and do the work to become even better.
Wow. What a perspective, no? No, everything changed talaga when you became a Christian.
Yeah, everything changed. And then, yeah, it was crazy to be in the industry where I struggled a lot with mental health in the past,
mm-hmm.
especially growing up confused of my identity in mm-hmm. terms of culturally not being accepted and also, like, you know, finding my worth in modeling from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, like, coming to the Philippines, I stayed in an industry which kind of made me sick at the beginning because it's how I found my worth.
Yeah.
How I viewed myself to then kind of grow through that and heal with by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
While being in that, it was surreal and I think such a God thing for me to experience.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh. Ayan.
It's beautiful to hear, no?
Yes. Oh,
salamat,
para,
Papa Dan.
Simula pa lang yun ang ating usapan. No? At least we got to know Chanel sa personal na buhay ni Chanel because we only know her as a beauty queen, a host, a TV host, mm-hmm. and all the other stuff. But there's more to her mm-hmm. na hindi alam ng ating mga kababayan. And she's now happily married.
Yes.
Ayan dito sa Australia with her husband na Malaysian.
Yeah, Chindi and Chinese and Malaysian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have a lot of cultures at home.
So many, but I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the food in Malaysia. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Does hubby cook?
I mean, yeah, he does. We're trying to like, we're trying to cook, like alternate. So yes, he does. But we both don't really cook out like mm-hmm. our cultural food.
Yeah.
I think we save it for when we go home and we just eat everything. Like we're going back to Malaysia for Christmas and it would just be eating, like, mm-hmm. you know, but Malaysia food is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like Filipino Malaysian, oh my gosh, the best combination.
It's not hard naman to kumbaga assimilate to the culture ng husband mo.
Yeah, but I was surprised. Have you guys been to Malaysia?
No. Yes, I've been. Yeah.
Did you feel like when you got there, you thought it would just be like Philippines? Like welcoming straight away? I realize they're more reserved. Until you get into their bacata. Then they're the same as Filipinos. Right.
Yes. Parang reserved nga sila, no?
Super.
Ito, kailangan ko lang sabihin. Dan, si Shana looks like Nicole Kidman. Did anyone tell you that?
I can see that.
Diba?
Actually, the whole time I was doing the badge and they were saying, I was like the Nicole Kidman a Filipina.
Yeah.
And I was like, I received that. Sobra. As in, I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah. You can be her doppelganger. Or...
I hope so. I would honestly.
Pwede, no?
Pwede,
so girl. Double. No?
Yeah.
Oo. Sorry, Linda, naputol kita. Kailangan ko lang yung sabihin.
Hindi, kasi parang, you know, link yan sa tatanong natin yun, mm-hmm. di ba? With, you know, with that natural beauty, di ba? And, you know, you getting into pageantry. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved? Saan nagsimula?
Oh, I went over to the Philippines and I started modeling, and essentially it went really well. The first year, I felt like I did everything. Like, I got so blessed. I did. Imagine the context, right? Mm-hmm. Being in Australia, being told you're too exotic, you're too short to mm-hmm. do Fashion Week. When I was 22, I was told you're too old now to go overseas to New York and Europe. And I was like, guys, I'm not winning here. Mm-hmm. To go to the Philippines after my first year there doing magazine covers, mm-hmm. so much runway editorials. Like, I did so much. It was crazy, mm-hmm. the 360 experience I had. So I was so blessed. But then I got to the point, I was like, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, what's after this? And then at the time, I was dating an actor, and his manager was saying, hey, why don't you try pageantry?
Mm-hmm.
And he introduced me to a pageant camp, KF, and then they started training me. Originally for Beanie Filipinas, but then I chickened out. I was like, they look scary. I don't know. I'm from Australia. I'm so chill.
Yeah.
So I did Miss Philippines Earth. And that was like my first pageant. I didn't even know how to do makeup or hair or anything like back then, like really basic, like had no idea. But it was a great first experience. And then after that, I was like really content. And then my mom was thinking I'd come back to Australia now. But then I had this, I guess, thing in my spirit saying, hey, Chanel, you're going to regret not trying Beanie Filipinas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I joined on the final year I could join for my age limit.
Mm-hmm.
I joined, but it was more for the platform this time. It had changed. Miss Earth was like, I'm bored. To Beanie Filipinas was like platform advocacy purpose.
Yeah.
So I joined, and that was like the rest of history, I guess.
And you're Miss Supranational.
Yeah,
you represented Philippines
in 2017.
2017.
In Poland and Slovakia.
Wow.
Which was so cool.
How was it?
It was amazing. I actually just saw the main organizer just recently in the Philippines. We bumped into each other on prelims night.
Yeah.
It was so good seeing him. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because I learned a bit of Polish, and I loved being there. The food is amazing, and it was honestly one of the best experiences.
Yeah. And recently, you joined Miss Binibining Filipinas, Miss Universe Philippines 2024.
I know, they're
it
all
gets
changing.
Me confused.
So, okay,
that's
context,
right.
guys,
okay.
is that Binibining Filipinas owned Miss Universe, but now they've branched out.
Yes.
So, technically, if they were still owned by Binibining Filipinas, I could not enter because I've already won a crown with them because they used to own Miss Supranational as well.
Okay.
But I was able to enter because they don't own it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's separate pageant, and they changed the rules. So they allowed married women, like people of my age, like I'm 34 turning.
You're very
35.
Young.
I know, but my age, they allowed us to enter. So yun.
Yeah, so that was it's actually the first time na naging bukas yung, di ba, Miss Universe. There's no age limit, is that right?
Yeah, or, I think they announced it. They announced it maybe about two years ago.
Yeah.
Or 2 to 3. And then they announced you can be married. Literally, it was in 2023, I think just before I was getting married.
Because
originally when they announced the removal of the age limit, I was like, oh, okay, but I'm engaged. I'm getting married. I'm not going to change my wedding date.
Mm-hmm,
but then just before I got married, they announced you can be married. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow,
I
it's for you.
Consider. Yeah. I was like, okay, I have to really consider this then.
Wow.
So with that, did you feel more like pressured or was there more freedom?
I mean, I had pushback deciding to join, honestly, which was really surprising why my age would be an issue or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I guess for me, I decided I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like if I didn't, I'm not really promoting what I actually actively preach all the time, which is like, I believe that women can flourish and dream in any stage of life. But it was crazy to go into that and actually be on the other end and receive, I guess, not positive responses for joining. And I'm like, but this is what I believe in, but I'm really getting pushback for this. But I was like, this makes me want to do it even more.
Yeah, that's good. And your biggest challenges, you've mentioned that one. What were the biggest challenges you faced in your second pageant?
So I would say it was my first pageant in 8 years. Mm-hmm. So I came back. It's changed a lot. Mm. Sobra. It's more, sobrang mo gastos. Chaka, more social media, more shoots. Yeah. Just everything has leveled up to this new experience, which I'm so glad I got to experience, yes. Honestly. Because I was like, I thought my pageant was cool, but this is really cool. Yeah. Like, I'm glad I got to experience it. But I guess, like, for me, the challenge was coming back after 8 years and not being the most relevant veteran, if that makes sense. Because I was out of the game for 8 years. I came back to Australia. I reestablished. So coming back, I was essentially reestablishing myself while competing.
True. Yeah.
So that was the challenge, I would say. And then I guess with that, getting compared to younger people. Yeah, which was surprising. That was one of my biggest things. And I was like, but I feel the best I've ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit of a challenge, but something that I decided that I'm going to face head on and confront it.
Yeah.
And hopefully shine a light on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
O nga parang, alam mo, you hear it a lot, no? Parang joining a pageant, you know, contestants, like pageant contestants, they go through a lot of like public scrutiny, no? Parang your life living in a, like under a microscope or something. But how do you handle? Mm-hmm. Diba parang, how did you deal with the bashing, dinatawag nila, or the bad comments?
Criticism.
Yeah, criticism.
I just kept focusing on the platform. I kept remembering my why I decided to join. The purpose I joined was because I wanted to practice what I preached and live that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back focused on that and realizing if this is really my destiny, like it's my destiny. And either way, like this platform is my focus and my goal.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like I'm not doing it for myself. I'm just trying to focus on the one person who might get inspired from this.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I needed to do it. And that's how I just kept my eyes focused on that. And then having a really amazing team.
Yeah.
Like,
did you get to choose your team?
Yeah, I trained with Aces and Queens. So I went with them since Beanie Beanie Filipinas. They're amazing. But I also had my own team for like styling, hair, makeup, all of that. Photography, videography. But I actually had one stylist who was my stylist for Miss Supernational.
Oh.
So he's like my brother ever since. So having him with me by my side, him my other stylist, Paige, was like honestly such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband was so supportive, even from Australia, right? He was like my pageant coach. He was like an additional pageant coach.
Yeah.
So I had a really great team, good support network.
Oh.
But yeah, focusing on the platform, that was really it for me.
When you initially opened up to your husband that you wanted to join again, can you tell us what was his reaction?
He was shocked, honestly. so shocked. Because I guess I never thought of rejoining again because it wasn't possible, right?
Yeah.
So we never talked about it. I just said, yeah, I did a pageant before, you know? No big deal. You know, tall poppy syndrome in Australia. I'm like, yeah, I just did a pageant. Whatever is what it is. So when I told him, he was like, huh, I didn't realize this was such a big thing for you. And I was like, it's a massive thing.
Yeah.
Like I joined Beanie Beanie Filipinas for Universe and for that platform. I didn't get it. So when it came along again, I have to take it.
Yes.
And I think for us, especially before having kids and stuff, it was something that I knew I needed to do. It was actually the biggest blessing for me because I missed home. Like I missed the Philippines and it brought me home and I got to reestablish there again. It's part of who I am.
Yes.
So I felt like I didn't have to choose anymore between Australia and the Philippines. I could have both.
Yeah.
So he's super supportive. And thankfully, like coming from that Malaysia background, he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets Southeast Asia and he knows that's like a heart desire of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. It's really good, no? Wow, kasi rare ngayon yung mga supportive ng mga asawa.
Supportive.
Super blessed.
Honestly.
Oh.
Very patient.
It's really important, no? That, you know, at least, you know, a group of people, your support group, or especially your partner, no? Supports you and pushes you, diba? And believes in what you do. Pero looking back, what has pageantry taught you about, you know, resilience and self-worth? Because it's so packed, right?
Yeah.
You know, with your stories. Pero can you tell us more about, you know,
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But just besides the partner thing before, right, my husband being so supportive, I just want to shout out to my mom.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Mom,
your
number one supporter.
She's the most supportive ever since the very beginning.
Wow.
And my family in Nueva Ecija.
Are they in Queensland?
My parents are in Queensland. My dad's supportive as well, but my mom, she's Filipino, right? She gets it, right?
Yes, of course.
But like my family in Nueva Ecija in the Philippines, they're all the most, like without my mom and without my husband and without, like, you know, some of my key team, like Gian, everyone, Paige, like I wouldn't be able to do the pageant. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just want to make that noted because I love them so much.
Do you get to see them though? Do you get to see them?
I was with my stylists all the time. Mm. Those two especially, Paige, Gian, like all the time. And like my coaches that I was training with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also my cousin, Raynon, he was really supportive. And Gian, another stylist, like an associate stylist. And then my close friend, she's like a sister and her husband's like a brother to me. Kuya Mike and Ate Adrian, they were really helping me because I guess I joined for the platform. So at the beginning of the year, I went and did a lot of talks and workshops at schools, NGOs.
Yes.
Because again, I joined for the platform, right?
Yeah.
So without them, like I wouldn't have been able to do the pageant the way I did it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have survived it. It was crazy, like in terms of just so much growth happening. So you really need a good support. 100%. But when it comes to resilience and self-worth, coming back to you, Papa Dan, I did not forget. You need to have a lot of resilience, I guess, to finish your race. Like, I'm turning 35 next week, which is surreal. I can't believe it. But, like, for me to come back, do a pageant at my age, even though, like, I finally had reestablished in Melbourne, it was actually so hard to think, okay, I'm going to say no to work here now and start again in the Philippines.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And like, that was crazy for me at the time. So I felt like, God, is this really from you? Like, is this what you really want me to do? But then I believe in the God of the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to go back, start again there, but it was the best decision. And yeah, you need resilience to be able to do that. And then with the self-worth, yeah, you need to know your identity because with this pageant, again, technically there's only one winner, right? Or there's might be other titles, other winners.
Mm-hmm.
But does your worth become less if you don't win that title?
Yes.
Or those titles?
Nice.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't, right? And there were so many amazing women a part of that. And I think I didn't mention this before, but one of my biggest struggle was the fact that it was a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Not the competing side, because I like growing, I like challenge, but women getting compared to each other.
True.
I didn't enjoy that, especially as a woman in my 30s who's now studied counseling and ministry since I got back.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw we all have value.
Yeah.
Why can't we all be celebrated?
How do you hope, Chanel, your journey inspire other women, especially yung mga breaking traditional pageant norms, like what you did?
Yeah. I hope that they don't get discouraged if maybe my journey didn't pan out the way that they were hoping.
Yeah.
But I hope they realize that everyone has their own destiny and whatever's for you is really for you. And is nothing's ever wasted. And the biggest regret you could ever have in life, for me anyway, is not trying.
Yes.
You have to have a dream. You have to have a vision. And for me, my dream was to do Miss Universe. You know, it was to win, but ultimately that wasn't God's path for me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But it doesn't mean it wasn't my dream. It was to something bigger that's still yet to come. But he's going to use it. He doesn't waste any of it. So I just dare you to just keep dreaming, keep believing. And yeah, I empower you that. And don't see a rejection as a loss. See it as cliche as it sounds, it's redirecting you, right? We've heard this before, but it's redirecting you to your aligned purpose for your life.
Nakaka-inspire kasi nga marami ding mga kababaihan yung, especially yung mga nag-asawa na, may mga anak na parang, you know, they stop dreaming for themselves because they're so focused on, you know, raising the family or pag-aalaga ng anak. But it doesn't stop there, right?
No.
There's so many things in store for you. So thank you for reminding us that this morning, Chanel. Ano yung pinaka-valuable lesson na natutunan mo mula sa yung pageant experience, Chanel?
I would say, like, something that I realized after doing 3 national pageants now and 1 international, that you don't have to be perfect to win. Which sounds really weird, right? Because you think being a pageant queen is all about perfection.
Correct.
But I think for me, like, going into Miss Universe Philippines 2025, I put everything into it. I've never trained so hard, invested so much. And I didn't win. And I realized you don't have to be perfect. Like, if you look at like our winners, right? They won because that was their destiny. That was their pathway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think releasing perfection and realizing that you just have to continue being your best and, you know, going after what you want and what aligns will really open for you.
Yeah.
And what doesn't will really close for you.
Mm-hmm.
The pageant day, competition day is really big. Mm-hmm. We only see things that happen on TV, but we don't see the behind the scenes, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Which part of competition day, especially the ones that we don't see, do you enjoy the most and the least? thing.
Are you talking about coronation night or are you talking about in general?
In general na lang.
In general.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say what I enjoyed most was my team. Yeah, I loved my team. Okay. Like, coming together doing shoots, like, it just filled me up with so much joy. Mm-hmm. Just being around people that loved you, who supported you, had your back, you know? Yeah. I loved that. Like, it just meant a lot being surrounded by love. Mm-hmm. And I also enjoyed spending time with the other girls, and a lot were younger than me, obviously. I was the oldest, I think. And then getting to know them and build relationships and have special moments, I think that was really great. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, Kanina was... The thing that I was kind of challenged the most with was the fact that it was a competition.
Yeah.
With the, you know, comparing girls.
Yeah.
I believe that everyone has value and worth. So that was probably the least favorite thing for me.
In terms naman sa mga pagdating sa, like mga, di ba may mga swimsuit, merong interview, ano ba, Q&A.
Q&A, ano yung national paborito? Costume.
Oo, ano yung paborito mo sa kanila?
I liked my closed door interview.
Closed door.
Yeah, and I loved my outfit. My styles were sweet. They made sure I had a brooch. It was representing Nueva Ecija, where my mom was from. And like, my favorite color was yellow. Had my wedding ring on. Like, it felt like I was like representing everything I was. Like, it was a really beautiful thing. Yeah. But I guess that was like the pageant competition stuff, which is all that, but again, it's like more the behind the scenes, which is crazy. It's more the journey I enjoyed the most, like my coaches, like training
it's
with
the
them.
People that you're with,
like I had a few coaches for Passarella, like the ones that trained me last majority was Coach Louis from Aces and Queens, and then CJ, our Miss Grand International 2024, and like I love spending time with them, and then, you know, Q&A coaches, coach people, everyone, like I just I think being around them and training and Ace and Queens gym and everyone, like they just, I don't know, it was so special. There's so many people I could thank. The list goes on, actually.
Yeah. We're happy na you had fun talaga, and mostly hindi talaga dahil gusto mo yung crown, but of course you're there to win, pero mas na-enjoy mo yung presensya ng mga tao sa paligid mo, and that's really good, no? Kasi fun lang for you. Oo. Before we end, Chanel, can you let us know ano yung mga dapat abangan sa'yo and what are you doing right now para ma-follow ka ng ating mga listeners?
You can follow me on Instagram at Chanel, like the brand olive, like the fruit, _. That's my Instagram, and that's also my Facebook as well. Feel free to do that. I've got a lot of cool things coming up. I've got something coming up in October that I can't wait to share once it's announced. But I'll be coming home Philippines again, which is exciting. But essentially what I've been focusing on is my hosting, event, wedding, media, and then also my speaking stuff now. And I've got my own platform, Flourish Godly Confident, that I want to grow, and you know, hopefully that can inspire other people out there too and empower them.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.